Campfire Bluegrass, Max and Weston Entertain. We don't come from some holler in backwoods Kentucky mountains, with our best coon dog sleeping on our front porch, Pop's favorite whiskey still covered by brush down by the river, Grandma's hot fresh baked biscuits on the table, and you better not be late for breakfast if you want to have anything left to eat when you get there. Bluegrass music was created around fires on nights like this, on people's front porches, family cookouts with cheap Chinese lanterns hung in trees for decorations, folks rocking in chairs on their front porches. Back in mountain hollers, there weren't televisions, cell phones, indoor plumbing, or microwaves for quick dinners. People read the Bible if they could read, and kids didn't go to school but learned how to fish, shoot squirrels, pitch pennies, and say their prayers real nice. Alan and Joan have a music discussion. Neil keeps our campfire bright, and Max and Weston play their instruments just fine. The spirit of bluegrass here is as meaningful as what we will hear under the big festival tent tomorrow. Going back to our rural roots, especially if we live in big cities, is what bluegrass is all about.